Okay, so get this. You sent us a really interesting story about someone making money online with Amazon's affiliate program.
Okay.
And we dove in, and it's actually pretty nuanced.
Yeah.
So today we're going to break down this person's journey,
Okay.
all their struggles, their aha moments, learning from this specific course, and what actually worked to boost their affiliate income.
Cool.
Think of this as your cheat sheet to navigating this whole world of affiliate marketing.
What I thought was so fascinating was how their approach like totally evolved.
Yeah.
They started out completely scattered, and then they found success by applying these like really specific strategies.
Interesting.
And we're going to break those down so you can see if this is even something you'd want to try.
Yeah, so this person starts out feeling stuck in their job.
Yeah.
They're dreaming of that classic work from anywhere lifestyle, and they come across this idea of making money online as an Amazon affiliate.
Okay.
But I mean, haven't we all seen those get rich quick schemes? I'd
Yeah.
be skeptical too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much noise out there
Yeah.
that it's easy to get cynical.
For sure.
But this person decided to jump in anyway.
Okay.
And their early attempts were, well, let's just say it was a crash course in what not to do.
Yeah. They described it as throwing spaghetti at the wall,
Oh, really?
like setting up a random blog,
Okay.
writing about anything and everything,
Wow.
just plastering affiliate links everywhere,
Yeah.
crickets chirping, tumbleweeds rolling.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's a classic mistake.
It is. So many people think affiliate marketing is just about like slapping links on a website
Right.
and then just like waiting for the cash to flow.
Yeah, just sit back and wait.
Exactly. It takes way more strategy than that.
And that's where this Amazon Affiliate Profits video course comes in.
Okay.
It costs $97, which isn't nothing,
Yeah.
but they saw it as investing in themselves.
I see.
I did notice they mentioned the 60-day refund policy a few times.
Interesting.
Maybe that made it feel less risky.
I think that's a smart move on the course creator's part.
Yeah.
It shows confidence in their product, and I think it makes it more appealing for people to just try it out.
Totally. But the real question is, did the course deliver?
Yeah. Does it live up to the hype?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
One of the first big takeaways was this idea of niching down.
Niching down.
Yeah, initially, this person was all over the place,
Like what kind of stuff?
promoting anything from tech gadgets to kitchenware.
Oh, wow.
It sounds exhausting.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And the course really emphasized finding that sweet spot between your own passion and what the market actually wants.
That's so important.
It's got to be something you enjoy because you're going to be spending a lot of time with it,
Totally.
but it also needs to have an audience.
Yeah.
There needs to be a demand for it.
Exactly. Like, you could be the world's leading expert on antique doorknobs,
Okay.
but if only three other people on the planet care,
Yeah.
it's going to be a tough sell.
I love that analogy.
It's a good one, right?
So this person eventually landed on home fitness products,
Okay.
which aligned with their own newfound interest in working out at home.
I see.
And they noticed that the whole market was booming.
Smart move.
And this is where it gets interesting. This
Yeah.
wasn't just about personal interest, it was tapping into a larger trend.
Right.
We've seen this huge rise in remote work
Yeah.
and a growing focus on like well-being and health fitness just fits perfectly into that.
It makes sense.
So it wasn't just luck, it was about paying attention to the bigger picture. By focusing on a niche, this person started attracting a more engaged audience.
Ooh, okay.
People who were actually interested in what they had to say.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what you could tap into based on your own interests, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes you think.
What knowledge or hobbies do you have that other people might be searching for?
Right. Like, what are you already into that could be valuable to someone else?
I think a lot of people listening might be surprised by what they already know.
Definitely everyone has unique experiences and expertise to share.
So niching down was step one.
Okay.
The next big shift was in how they chose which products to promote.
Okay.
Instead of chasing the highest commission rate,
Right.
they started focusing on quality.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, they looked at reviews and ratings
Makes sense.
and really tried to find products that genuinely delivered on their promises.
That's a really important distinction.
I think so too.
Because if you recommend junk just to make a quick buck,
Yeah,
it's going to backfire.
totally. People see through that.
For sure. And you lose their trust.
Right. It's like recommending a bad book to a friend.
Exactly. You wouldn't suggest something you hated,
You
right?
want to be that trusted source of information.
Right.
So this person started focusing on things like resistance bands, dumbbells, yoga mats,
Okay.
stuff that most people have heard of and might actually use,
Right.
relatable, practical
I
products.
like that approach.
Yeah. Think of it like being a curator for your audience.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
You're sifting through all the noise and clutter and presenting them with the best options.
I like that.
And their content started to reflect that shift too.
How so?
They went from those basic product listings to creating in-depth guides.
Okay.
And just really helpful content.
Nice.
I mean, who doesn't love a good how-to guide?
It's so much more engaging.
They had this fantastic guide on setting up a home gym on a budget.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
It addresses a real need.
Definitely people want that home gym.
Yeah.
But they might be intimidated by the cost.
Right.
So by providing practical advice and helpful information, you're building trust and subtly weaving in those affiliate links.
I see.
It's a win-win.
Right. They weren't just selling products anymore.
Yeah.
They were becoming a valuable resource.
Yes.
Instead of that used car salesman vibe.
Right.
It's more like, hey, I'm here to help you achieve your goals.
I like that a lot.
And that shift in mindset is crucial for long-term success.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building a sustainable business.
Yeah.
A community even.
Right.
Not just chasing quick commissions.
For sure.
Okay, so they've got their niche. They're focusing on quality products.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating awesome content.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, they have to figure out how to get that content in front of the right people.
Oh, right in front of an audience.
Exactly. And that meant a complete overhaul of their advertising approach.
Right. They went from those random spray and pray ads to a much more targeted approach.
Interesting.
Like one example was a Facebook ad.
Okay.
Specifically for people interested in home workouts.
I see.
And it led them to that home gym guide we just talked about.
Ah, very smart.
So smart.
That's the power of targeting.
Totally.
You're not wasting money showing your ads to people who don't care.
Yeah.
You're putting your message right in front of the people who are most likely to click and buy.
It's the difference between shouting into a void and having a one-on-one conversation with someone who's actually interested.
Right. It makes a huge difference.
Huge difference.
And this is where they started getting into some of the more nuanced strategies from the course that they learned.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, they started using things like Amazon native shopping ads.
Okay, I've seen those.
Which blend into the blog posts and feel way less intrusive than those traditional banner ads that we all try to ignore.
I actually really like those.
Me too.
They feel more like recommendations from a friend than like an ad.
Exactly. And because they're so targeted, they're more likely to actually catch the reader's eye.
They even set up an Amazon store on their Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
Basically creating a little shop right there for their followers.
They're so smart.
I know, right?
And the store is like a mini storefront on Amazon
where
you can showcase a collection of products.
Uh-huh.
It makes perfect sense to like integrate that with their Facebook page where they've already built that community.
So it's all about making it as easy as possible for people to find and buy what they're looking for.
Exactly. No more jumping through hoops.
Right.
And that's a theme that runs throughout their entire approach.
Oh, really?
It's all about removing friction.
Interesting.
Making it a seamless experience for the customer.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
They didn't stop there. The course also introduced them to some even more advanced techniques.
Oh, this is where it gets good.
This is where it gets interesting.
Mm.
They started diving deep into optimizing product descriptions.
Okay.
You know, tweaking the wording so their products would show up higher in Amazon search results.
Oh, that's sneaky.
But also very smart.
It is. It's all about understanding how people search for products online.
Right.
And using those keywords strategically.
I see.
They also got into seasonal promotions.
Okay.
Capitalizing on holidays and trends to boost sales.
So like during the holidays, they'd create gift guides featuring the best home fitness products.
Exactly. People are already in a shopping mindset.
Yeah, they are.
During the holidays. So it's the perfect time to tap into that and make it easy for them to find what they're looking for.
And let's not forget about the power of a good call to action.
So important.
They really honed in on crafting those compelling calls to action that encourage people to click that buy button.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about presenting the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a sense of urgency or highlighting the benefits in a way that resonates.
It's like the difference between saying, here's a product, and saying, this product can help you achieve your fitness goals. Click here to learn more.
Perfect example.
It's all about that subtle nudge.
Okay, so after all this niching down quality products,
mm-hmm.
awesome content, targeted ads, advanced strategies, did this person actually make any money?
Right. Did it pay off?
Did the Amazon Affiliate Profits video course live up to its promise of six-figure potential?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
The reality is results vary.
Of course.
There's no magic formula for online success. But what this person's story shows is the power of a well-informed strategic approach.
I see.
They didn't just throw things at the wall and hope for the best.
Right.
They followed a proven system, adapted it to their niche, and put in the work.
Yeah. They went from scattered and frustrated to focused and profitable.
Yeah.
It wasn't about getting rich quick.
Right.
It was about building a sustainable business step by step.
Exactly.
I think that's really inspiring.
It really is. And it's a reminder that success rarely happens overnight.
Yeah.
It takes time to build an audience, to establish trust, and to see those consistent results.
Right.
But it is absolutely possible with the right approach.
And they did mention that the course came with a ton of bonus materials.
Like what?
Like ebooks, cheat sheets, resource guides.
Nice.
I bet those help them stay organized and on track.
Absolutely. Those resources can be so valuable, especially for beginners. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the information out there.
Yeah.
So having that structured roadmap and helpful tools can make a big difference.
Okay, so let's recap. What are the biggest takeaways for anyone listening who might be intrigued by this whole affiliate marketing thing?
I would say the key lessons are find your niche focus on quality products, create valuable content, target your advertising effectively, and never stop learning and adapting.
Like a recipe for success.
Yeah, you need all the ingredients. Right. You need to follow the steps.
Yeah.
But once you master it, you can create something truly amazing.
And remember, it's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about building a business you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Connecting with an audience and making a positive impact.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so rewarding.
I love that.
Yeah.
So what stands out to you the most from this person's journey?
Hmm.
What's one thing you'd want our listeners to walk away with today?
Honestly, I'm just really impressed by their commitment to continuous learning.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't just take the course and call it a day.
Yeah.
They actively applied what they learned, experimented with different strategies, and constantly looked for ways to improve.
That's such a crucial point.
It is.
We can't just sit back and expect things to stay the same.
Right.
The online world is constantly changing, so we need to be willing to adapt and evolve.
Absolutely. It's about being a lifelong learner.
Yeah.
Always seeking out those reliable resources and challenging yourself to push beyond your comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
And achieve lasting success.
This whole conversation has got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
What if we applied these principles not just to selling products, but to promoting our own skills and services online?
Now you're talking the principles of affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
Building an audience, providing value, promoting relevant offerings.
Right.
That can be applied to so many different areas.
It's like a whole new world of possibilities opens up.
Yeah,
imagine building an audience around your passion, sharing your expertise, and creating a business that truly lights you up.
I love that energy. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where your skills and interests intersect with a market need.
Okay.
And then using these strategies to connect with the right people and build something really special.
So what advice would you give to someone listening who's feeling that spark of inspiration?
Okay.
But isn't quite sure where to start?
I'd say the first step is to identify your unique strengths and passions.
Okay.
What are you good at? What do you enjoy talking about?
Makes sense.
Once you have a clear sense of your niche, you can start exploring the different ways to build an online presence.
Okay.
And connect with your target audience.
And remember, you don't have to figure it all out on your own.
You don't.
There are tons of resources available.
Totally.
Courses, communities, mentorship programs.
Right.
To help you learn the ropes and get started on the right foot.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to experiment. Yeah.
And try new things.
Right.
The beauty of the online world is that it's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So there's always something new to learn and explore.
This has been such an insightful dive.
Yes.
We've gone from skepticism to strategy, from scattered efforts to a focused approach.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we all have the potential to create something meaningful and profitable online.
We do. And the key is to find the right tools and strategies.
Right.
Put in the work and never stop learning.
We've unpacked one person's journey into the world of Amazon affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
And hopefully you've gleaned some valuable insights.
I think so.
That you can apply to your own online endeavors.
Right.
But before we wrap up, let's circle back to that course one last time.
Okay.
That Amazon Affiliate Profits video course.
Right.
It was $97, but remember they highlighted that 60-day refund policy.
Right.
That's got to take some of the pressure off if you're on the fence about investing. It definitely lowers the barrier to entry. And honestly, it shows that the course creators believe in their product.
Right.
But like we've been discussing, the real value is in the knowledge you gain
Yeah.
and how you apply it.
So it's not a magic button you press
No.
and suddenly become an affiliate marketing millionaire.
Exact. Think of it as a blueprint, a solid foundation
Okay.
to build on.
Right.
And this person took that foundation and step by step created something that they're clearly passionate about.
Yeah.
Pretty inspiring, right?
Totally. It proves that with the right guidance
Yeah.
and a willingness to put in the work, it's possible to build a fulfilling and, yes, profitable online business.
It is. It's a reminder that we all have that potential within us.
Yeah.
It's about tapping into it, finding the right tools and resources, and
Okay.
taking action.
So if you're listening to this and feeling a bit stuck, maybe even uninspired, maybe this deep dive has sparked something for you.
Yeah.
What if affiliate marketing was your path to a more flexible, more fulfilling career?
It's definitely worth exploring.
It is.
And even if you decide it's not for you,
Yeah.
the principles we talked about today,
Okay.
finding your niche, providing value, targeted marketing, continuous learning,
Right.
those apply across the board.
Yeah.
No matter what you're pursuing online,
Right.
those are the keys to success.
Couldn't agree more. So to everyone listening, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Take that first step, dive in, and see where it leads you.
Go for it.
There are so many amazing opportunities waiting to be discovered.
Absolutely. And remember, the online world is constantly evolving.
Yes, it is.
Stay curious, stay informed, and never stop learning.
And that's a wrap for this deep dive. We
Wow.
hope you found it insightful, maybe even a little inspiring.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Love it.
Yeah.
From the course they learned.
Oh, interesting. Like what?
Well, they started using things like Amazon native shopping ads.
Okay, I've seen those.
Yeah, which blend into the blog posts and feel way less intrusive
Yeah.
than those traditional banner ads that we all try to ignore.
I actually really like those.
Me too.
They feel more like recommendations from a friend than like an ad.
Exactly. And because they're so targeted, they're more likely to actually catch the reader's eye.
They even set up an Amazon store on their Facebook page,
Oh, cool.
basically creating a little shop right there for their followers.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
An Us store is like a mini storefront on Amazon
Okay.
where you can showcase a collection of products. It
Oh.
makes perfect sense to like integrate that with their Facebook page where they've already built that community.
So it's all about making it as easy as possible for people to find and buy what they're looking for.
Exactly. No more jumping through hoops.
Right.
And that's a theme that runs throughout their entire approach.
Oh, really?
It's all about removing friction,
Interesting.
making it a seamless experience for the customer.
Okay, I like that. But wait, there's more?
Oh, there's more.
They didn't stop there. The course also introduced them to some even more advanced techniques.
Oh, this is where it gets good.
This is where it's interesting. They started diving deep into optimizing product descriptions,
Okay.
tweaking the wording so their products would show up higher in Amazon search results.
Oh, that's sneaky.
But also very smart.
It's all about understanding how people search for products online
Right.
and using those keywords strategically.
I see. They also got into seasonal promotions,
Okay.
capitalizing on holidays and trends to boost sales.
Exactly. People are already in a shopping mindset
Yeah, they are.
during the holidays, so it's the perfect time to tap into that and make
Yeah.
it easy for them to find what they're looking for.
And let's not forget about the power of a good call to action.
So important.
They really honed in on crafting those compelling calls to action
Right.
that encourage people to click that buy button. It's not just about presenting the product.
Right.
It's about creating a sense of urgency or highlighting the benefits in a way that resonates.
It's like the difference between saying, here's a product,
Right.
and saying, this product can help you achieve your fitness goals. Click here to learn more.
Perfect example.
It's all about that subtle nudge.
Okay, so after all this niching down quality products, awesome content, targeted ads, advanced strategies,
Yeah.
did this person actually make any money?
Right. Did it pay off?
Did the Amazon Affiliate Profits video course live up to its promise of six-figure potential?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is.
Reality is, results vary. You know,
Yeah, of course.
there's no magic formula for online success.
Right.
But what this person's story really illustrates, I think,
Yeah.
is the power of a well-informed strategic approach.
I see.
They didn't just like throw things at the wall and hope for the best.
Right.
They followed a system, you know, a proven system.
Yeah.
They adapted it to their own niche and they put in the work.
They went from like scattered and frustrated to
Yeah.
focused and profitable. It wasn't about getting rich quick.
No.
It was about building a sustainable business, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Step by step.
I think that's really inspiring.
It really is. It's a reminder that success rarely happens overnight, right? It
Right.
takes time to build an audience, establish trust, and see those consistent results.
For sure.
But it is absolutely possible with the right approach.
And they did mention that the course came with a ton of bonus materials,
Oh, yeah. Like what kind of stuff?
like ebooks, cheat sheets, resource guides.
Oh, that's nice.
I bet those help them stay organized and on track.
Absolutely. Those resources can be so valuable, especially for beginners.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel overwhelmed with all the information out there.
Right.
So having that like structured roadmap and helpful tools can make a big difference.
Okay, so let's recap. What are the biggest takeaways for anyone listening who might be intrigued by this whole affiliate marketing thing?
I think the key lessons here are find your niche. Focus on quality products, create valuable content, target your advertising effectively, and never stop learning and adapting.
It's like a recipe for success.
It is. It's like you need all the ingredients, right?
Right.
You need to follow the steps.
Yeah.
But once you master it, you can create something truly amazing.
And remember, it's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about building a business.
Yeah.
You're passionate about connecting with an audience and making a positive impact.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so rewarding.
So, what stands out to you the most from this person's journey? What's the one thing you'd want our listeners to walk away with today?
Honestly, I'm just really impressed by their commitment to continuous learning.
Yeah.
They didn't just take the course and call it a day.
Yeah.
They actively applied what they learned, experimented with different strategies, and constantly looked for ways to improve.
That's such a crucial point.
It is.
We can't just sit back and expect things to stay the same. The online world is constantly changing,
Yeah.
so we need to be willing to adapt and evolve right along with it.
Absolutely. It's about being a lifelong learner. Always seeking out reliable resources and challenging yourself to push beyond your comfort zone. That's how you stay ahead of the curve and achieve lasting success.
This whole conversation has really got me thinking. What if we applied these principles not just to selling products, but to promoting our own skills and services online?
Now you're talking about the principles of affiliate marketing, building an audience, providing value, and promoting relevant offerings can be applied to so many different areas.
It's like a whole new world of possibilities opens up.
It really does.
Imagine building an audience around your passion, sharing your expertise, and creating a business that truly lights you up.
I love that energy. It's about finding that sweet spot where your skills and interests intersect with the market need, and then using those strategies to connect with the right people and build something really special.
So, what advice would you give to someone listening who's feeling that spark of inspiration but isn't quite sure where to start?
I think the first step is to identify your unique strengths and passions. What are you good at? What do you enjoy talking about? Once you have a clear sense of your niche, you can start exploring different ways to build an online presence and connect with your target audience.
And remember, you don't have to figure it all out on your own.
You really don't. There are tons of resources available, courses, communities, mentorship programs to help you learn the ropes and get started on the right foot.
And don't be afraid to experiment and try new things.
Yeah.
The beauty of the online world is that it's constantly evolving, so there's always something new to learn and explore.
For sure.
This has been such an insightful dive.
It has been.
We've gone from skepticism to strategy, from scattered efforts to a focused approach. It's a reminder that we all have the potential to create something meaningful and profitable online.
We really do. And the key is to find the right tools and strategies, put in the work, and never stop learning.
So if you're listening to this and feeling a bit stuck, maybe even uninspired, maybe this deep dive has sparked something for you. What if affiliate marketing was your path to a more flexible, more fulfilling career?
It's definitely worth exploring. And even if you decide it's not for you, the principles we talked about today, finding your niche, providing value, targeted marketing, continuous learning, those apply across the board. No matter what you're pursuing online, those are the keys to success.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So to everyone listening, what are you waiting for? Take that first step. Dive in and see where it leads you. There are so many amazing opportunities waiting to be discovered.
Absolutely. And remember, the online world is constantly evolving. Stay curious, stay informed, and never stop learning.
And that's a wrap for this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful. maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Love it.